This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Fresh, young, and hip. Unlike other shows that need to replace their hips. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
From Cupid's Undie Run, Mike joins us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Adam, Ginny.
Joy has become a part of such a huge event. Coming next Valentine's Day, February 14, 2015, Joy is a proud media partner for Cupid's Undie Run, which, if you have been following them over the past couple of years, they wear these lovely red underpants, or Speedos, or whatever they can find, and they go for a run along the beach, along a park, and they raise money for the Children's Tumour Foundation. So Mike, one of the organisers, joins us in studio. Good morning, Mike. Give us a background. How long has this been going for, and give us a rundown of the organisation?
Yes, only the second year in Melbourne of the event. Last year we held it in Docklands. But this year we think we've got the location right on St Kilda, just on the beach there. It's the middle of summer. It's fantastic. And yes, Joy 94.9 are our radio partners for Melbourne, which we're thrilled about. And the event's also in Sydney and also on the Gold Coast. On the Gold Coast, actually, we're trying to break the record for the most amount of people in their underpants in one place. It's held in Utah at the moment, of all strange places, Mormon country. 2,270 people. Anyway, that's on the Gold Coast. I'm sure we'll break that record.
Ginny gets more of that at her parties that she throws on the weekend.
What, Mormons?
No, people in their underwear.
Oh, that's what I am. I'm like, Mormons, not so sure about that, Adzi.
You just collect them. Have you heard about Jesus? No, but come in. I'm trying to break a world record. Please, enter.
So here in Melbourne, we're stationed at the St Kilda Sea Baths. Perfect positioning there. It's as much a party as it is a run. I mean, it's a bit of a, can I say, piss take at this time of the morning?
I'm sure you can.
I just did it.
It's kind of a
Where's that sense of beep? Hang on.
Beep.
There we go.
A bit late, Adzi, but hey, better late than never.
It's a piss take run. It's 1.2K, so it's not like you need to train for it, darlings. You know, it's all about a bit of a run in your underpants, and then it's a party on the roof of St Kilda Sea Baths. We've got Bam and Gumpy playing there. There's some talk of you guys actually broadcasting from the roof on the day on Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't give
Day
away
well.
Too much.
Oh, well, I hear I'm quite excited about that, so it's all bubbling out of me. Anyway, so we've also got some lovely prizes to give away during the event. It's raising money for NF Australia, which stands for, here we go, neurofibromatosis. It is. We'll say that together.
And what's the, in layman's terms or in radio jock term, what does that mean?
Yes, it's tumours. So it's not cancer. It's tumours that grow on the nerve endings. Really sad disease. Can grow, if it's in your eyes, it can make you go blind on the nerve endings of your eyes. If it's in your spine, it can stop you walking. In some of your organs, it can kill you. You know, and in children, of course, this is an awful disease. And those kids, sometimes it all happens internally, so you don't really see any of the problems. Sometimes it's externally, and that comes with grotesque lumps all over your face and so on. So these kids have to be brave every day suffering from this disease, whereas we're asking people to be brave and get in their underpants to help raise money for this disease. We're looking to... These kids need a lot of high care, and we're actually lacking specialised nurses here in Melbourne, and that's where the money would go to getting just, to believe it or not, just one specialised nurse in Melbourne to help with a whole bunch of kids that have this disease here in Melbourne.
Well, that would be amazing if that achievement could be made. And it's really simple. Valentine's Day next year, the 14th of February at Joy, we're calling it our Equal Love Campaign. So we're encouraging everyone of the LGBTIQ community, everyone in Melbourne basically, to jump on the Cupid's Undie Run website, register your details, get an early registration, then come down and have a ball with us on the day. Run in your underwear, you know, have no shame, have a bit of fun, and then jump on the deck at St Kilda and party along with us. It's really that simple.
It's that simple.
And in fact, you can even wear your red underpants and look pretty schnazzy, I reckon.
You can. We take any colour underpants, actually. Or if you raise a certain amount, so it's like a $55 registration fee, that a lot of that money goes to the cause I just said. But also, you can raise a bit more money and get your official Cupid's Undie Run Aussie Bum pants. In fact, I've got a pair.
He has one right here.
You've got the one in men's. Now, the ladies' ones don't have a little patch at the front, just so you know. If you do give me that one, though, Michael, I can put my phone in there, just to reassure you.
Okay.
I've got to put something in there. there.
Damn, I should have got some for you. We have ladies' ones as well. I just didn't bring any in. I did research, though, Adam, your size. Is that creepy? Or
a little. Okay? Who have you been talking to? Where's my phone?
So there you go. There's your official Aussie.
Can I put them on my head?
Oh, there you
go. Wow, Adzi, you've never looked better.
You should totally Instagram me right now.
I'm so going to Instagram that.
So we've got the details on our website going up this week as well, Cupid's Undie Run. We're going to start a Facebook event. We'll give you all the links that you can possibly imagine. We can't wait to get involved next year. It's going to be amazing.
Right. I think we should have a competition or something on air, don't you? Or maybe on your social media. If we could get some photos of people in their underpants, that sounds fun. We could arrange some spot prizes, maybe.
Yeah, let's talk about that off air, and we'll get that organised.
Hey, I'm just spitballing here.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. We'll let you go back to bed. Thank you for waking up nice and early. And then we'll catch you in your underwear next year.
Absolutely. Thank you. I look forward to it. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Mike.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.